92, and you check here. Right now on the telephone calling from, where are you calling from, Georgie?
I'm calling from home in Los Angeles.
And how are things in Hollyweird today?
Very nice. Looks very decent out there.
We have one of the funniest men in all of America, the one and only George Carlin. Welcome to Power 92 Radio.
Glad to be here.
Well, listen, we've been missing you a lot, and like they used to say to you every week, welcome back.
Well, I'm coming up there to clear the place up for Gorbachev, you know what I mean?
Well, what you been doing lately?
Well, I've been doing a lot of this. I do a lot of touring and traveling on my show. You know, I do about 110 concerts a year. Minneapolis is one of them. I do some movie acting. I'll be in the movie. A lot of people saw Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. They're going to do a sequel to that, and Rufus, my part, is getting expanded. And I'm doing a movie this summer with Nick Nolte and Barbara Streisand, a non-comedy role. So things are happening on that front. Things are happening with the concerts and the shows on HBO.
Ooh.
See that?
Ooh.
Good answer.
Ooh.
Good answer.
Ooh. Guess who that is?
That sounds like that guy from Joey Ross from Car 54, Where Are You?
No, I was thinking more of Horshack.
Oh, all right.
Whatever happened to that guy? He was very funny.
I think he was killed in a jewelry store robbery.
Oh, you don't say.
Yeah, I think so.
You know how the theme of that show was loosely based on fact. How did that show all come about? With of course Travolta, right on Washington. Just a great time.
I never watched it, to tell you the truth. No, I never watched TV. I don't watch that stuff.
Well, I was a big fan of that show, I guess, you know.
Well, you were hooked into it. See, sometimes we get hooked into things, you know.
Of course, that's where John Travolta had his big break.
Right. And then what happened to him?
Well, he went on to do that Saturday Night Live movie.
Saturday Night Fever.
Exactly.
And then he kind of dropped out of sight.
Yeah, what's he doing nowadays?
I have no idea.
Well, after the tremendous success of the show, of course, you went on to do your own movie, was that Fast Break?
What show is it we were talking about?
The Welcome Back, Kotter.
Yeah. Well, what about now? I never was in that. What are you talking about?
They come again?
I don't know. I think you and I are talking about different people.
You were the teacher.
No, his name was Gabriel Kaplan. And he became a gambler. And I was on that show as a guest one time. I'm a comedian, George Carlin, a stand-up comedian. Gabe Kaplan is a Jewish actor and sometimes comedian. I'm an Irish comedian, sometimes actor.
George Carlin.
Yes, much different. In fact, Gabe Kaplan stole some of my material and I had to call him up about it once.
I'm a little confused here.
I think so. Yeah, Gabe Kaplan is a different guy. He was Mr. Cotter.
Exactly.
Gabe is out there somewhere playing poker right now. He became a kind of a casino poker player. He's got a sports radio show now in Los Angeles.
You don't say.
Yeah, Gabe Kaplan.
George Carlin.
George Carlin, that's me. My mama would have known the difference.
Power 92 in the chucker. And right now on the telephone caller, where are you calling from there, George?
I'm calling from home. I'm in Los Angeles at home here.
And how are things in Hollyweird?
They look all right to me.
Well, of course, you're coming to town on the 2nd at Orpheum Theater.
Right.
And what can we expect this time?
Well, my usual stuff. A lot of insults toward America, insults toward religion, insults toward big business, and a little talk about dogs and cats and language and the way people talk to each other and stuff like that.
Well, listen, I'll be there in the very front row for the Orpheum show.
Come backstage before and say hello before the show.
Well, I'd love to do it.
Okay, make sure you do that now.
Well, George Carlin, thank you again.
Okay, man.
The world's funniest man.
Bye-bye.
Hot Power 92.
Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, we tease him a lot.
cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.